The reflection for the first Sunday after Christmas, also Holy Family Sunday, is by Gretchen Denton.
This coupon entitles the bearer to give love instead of mass-produced gifts. Let your friends and family know that your love isn't bought and sold with extravagant Christmas gifts or with material gifts at all. The coupon contrasts with the piles of catalogs I've been receiving, glossy pages glowing with new clothes, home furnishings, profusely blooming amaryllis, shining stainless steel pans, kitchen gadgets, bird baths, gizmos that light up to entertain folks at your front door, and fresh balsam wreaths. Buy, the catalogs murmur. You'll be happy because your friends and family will know you care. I grouse about catalogs and then enjoy browsing them. Not a prolific shopper, we buy gifts for only the children in our extended family, and in our immediate circle, we purchase practical things that are fun to wrap and open. Even so, I realize that our buying habits are far different from what others in the world can and do spend. This year, the average U.S. consumer plans to spend more than $702 on Christmas. This is about the average per capita income in Kenya, which is less than $875 per year. What's my point? I wonder what those seductive catalogs and hours spent shopping have to do with Christmas, the celebration of God's Son dwelling among us, the Son who offers wholeness and abundant life. Perhaps they divert me from the joyous news that Jesus loves me. And because you and I know such love freely given, we are called to share it extravagantly in all seasons. We can't buy love. Love is God's gift. Now there's good news that doesn't come from a catalog.
Discussion questions. What kinds of gifts can you give your family that don't cost money?
How can our gifts show our love for our family and God's love for us?
If you were to make a book of love coupons for your family, what would you include?
If a family in a developing country received the money your family spends on Christmas gifts this year, how would they spend it?
This reflection from the Presbytery of Detroit, December 2004 newsletter, was one of the monthly columns by Gretchen Denton, Rochester Hills, Michigan, as she served as 2004 Presbytery moderator.
The coupon, Buy Me Nothing, I'll Still Love You, comes as a postcard, bulletin insert, or stationery in Alternative's Christmas campaign kit.